Hello, my darling. Just before you get into this episode, I'm so excited to tell you about Supercharged, my four-week mini mind for the coach that is ready to build her coaching empire on a foundation of confidence and credibility. Because I know you've got a rockstar coaching business on your vision board, and I know that you want to do everything that it takes to make it a reality this year. So in 4 weeks, we start on June the 17th, I'm going to be taking you through the steps to build your rockstar coaching business on a foundation of confidence and credibility. We're talking getting your niche nailed, getting your messaging nailed, building a gorgeous personal brand, creating a flagship offer and a lead magnet that is the runway to that offer. Now, some coaches take months or even years, or they never actually get all these things in place. But I'm going to do that with you in 4 weeks inside of Supercharged, my amazing mini mind. Welcome to Zero to Rockstar Coaching Business, the podcast for coaches that want to bring consistent clients into their orbit. I'm your host, Leanne Sear, business coach and hype woman, ready to help you step into your big deal energy and close the gap between qualifying as a coach and creating the impact, income and freedom that you know you're meant to have. Let's do this. Hello, my darling. Welcome to episode 6 of the Zero to Rockstar Coaching Business podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the things that have happened to me that have made me feel a bit crap and disheartened when I was trying to get my coaching business off the ground. I'm sharing these things with you just in case you've been there too. I'd want you to know that you're not alone, but also if these things haven't happened to you, I hope they don't, but I just want you to be aware of them so that they don't trip you up. And babes, if you are feeling crap and disheartened because of some of these things happening, I don't want you to be in that energy any longer than you need to be. So that's why I'm just putting these out there. When you're building a coaching business online or any kind of business and you've got an online presence, you are very, very vulnerable. Not only have you got your inner critic in your ear, you've got other people's opinions in your ear, and you can feel like you don't know the rules of the game, especially if you're new to having a business presence on social media. It can feel like an absolute minefield. And I didn't actually get onto Instagram until 2020 when I started my coaching qualification. So I had no idea what to expect. And I think when I look back now, I was pretty green. I was pretty naive. And I wish that someone had told me all the things I'm going to tell you now, just to look out for and to not feel upset if these things happen to you. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is something that has clearly affected me because I still think about it. And what happened was I had gotten qualified. I was putting myself out there as a coach for mums. I think at the time I was leading with, do you want to stop feeling guilty? And I hadn't had my first paying client. And I was feeling quite sad about that and going through all of the emotions that you do when you're doubting yourself if this is going to work. I remember I was in my bedroom, on my bed, on social media, and I got a DM and it said, are you offering one-to-one coaching right now? And I was like, yes, I've got someone in my DMs asking if they can work with me. I was so excited, like literally my face lit up. I got like this rush of excitement going through my whole body. And then I was like, right, should I reply now? Like, I don't want to seem too keen. Or should I respond tomorrow? So I replied like then and there. And I said, yes, I'm taking on one-to-one clients. Like, would you like some more information? And then about an hour later, I got a message back and they asked if I was looking for a coach. And I was absolutely gutted. Firstly, that I got so excited about potentially having my first client in my DMs, but that this person had used a very specific question to try and get a response from me. And that was my first time that I had had a message like that. Now I get them all the bloody time and I can see them straight away and I normally block and delete, or sometimes I have a little game with them and see how many questions they'll ask before they get straight to the point. But that was my first ever time and I remember that happening and I just think it's so sad for the coaches out there that were like me, desperate for their first paying client, desperate for someone to get in their DMs. And then they get this message and they think that it's a potential client and it's not just another coach trying to get them to work with them. I hate sleazy sales tactics. I hate people getting into my DMs, probably mainly because I've been the victim of that disappointment that you get when it turns out it's just another coach trying to sell to you. I really wish that there was a button on Instagram where you could like say no sales DMs, or if you could have like a little slider saying, I'm not looking for a coach right now. I would definitely have mine on red. Like, I'm not looking to work with anyone right now. I've got someone. If that happens to you, and I'm sure it will, I hope it hasn't, but it probably will, because you will be getting people in your DMs wanting to work with you, not wanting you to work with them. What I would advise doing is just block them. Don't respond. I hope that I'm wrong, but from what I've seen with me and my clients, you're probably going to be getting a lot of people sliding into your DMs, asking you these leading questions just so that they can try and sell to you. So the second one, the second thing that happened to me that made me feel crap, and I still cringe about it now, is being catfished. I'm not comfortable at all with people pretending that they are in their DMs with you when it's actually someone that they employ to pretend that they're them. I'm really not cool with that. And I know a lot of people do it. Like, if you're at a certain level in your business, then you might have people pretending to be you. But I don't like that at all, because it's happened to me. I have been catfished before. I thought that I was talking to, I knew she was a coach. She'd been upfront about that. I could see in her profile that who she was, what she was an expert in. But I genuinely thought that I was chatting to her. She never, ever told me that she wasn't. It wasn't until later on, and I was chatting with someone who also got into her program, that I realized that it was not her, it was her team. And I just think it's not cool to pretend that you're someone you're not on Instagram. And I might get a lot of hate for this, because it's like, oh my God, Leanne, when you're at like seven figures, you can't DM everyone. Why not? Why can't you DM people? When you are in DMs with me, it is always me. And I once tried ManyChat. I don't know if you know of ManyChat. It's where people put like a word into your comments and then it sends an automated response. I did it once and quickly switched it off. I hated it. I want people to connect with me. I'm a human on the other end of the phone, and I don't want you to ever feel like I'm not going to treat you like a human just because I'm a coach and you could be a potential client. I don't like being catfished. I don't like being hoodwinked. If it is a member of your team, that's fine. Tell me that it's a member of your team. Drop me a DM. Don't pretend to be the coach that you're actually working for. So in terms of getting catfished, it's probably going to happen to you, but just be aware whenever people are in your DMs that the people that you think you're talking to might not be who you think they are. So the third thing that I'm going to share with you that really gets my goat, and I actually wrote a blog about this today, and you might have seen it. I was in between coaches at the time, and a coach slid into my DMs, and I was chatting to her, and I had no intention of working with her, to be honest, because I just came out of a high ticket coaching program and she wasn't on my radar. And then she said something, which on her part, it was brilliant. But on my part, I still feel ick about it. And I'm going to share that with you now. And we'd been DMing the usual questions backwards and forwards, like, what do you do? Who are you working with? How are you bringing clients in? Where do you want to scale your business to? Blah, blah, blah. And she said something to me, and it was, Leanne, I would really like you to be a case study inside of my program. Is this something that you're going to be interested in? And I was like, holy fuck, this expert has asked me to be a case study inside of her program. Like, this must mean that I am something special because she wants to have me in her program. So I was in my bedroom again, ran downstairs and was like to my hubby, Chris, Christoph, you're never going to guess this, but this woman has just been messaging me in the DMs and she's just said that she wants me to be a case study inside of her program. And I was like, I have to do it. I have to do it. And at the time, as I said, it wasn't on my radar. We're doing a major house renovation. So funds were a bit tricky at the time. But because she had asked me to be her case study, it was almost like, I need to do this. She sees something in me that maybe I don't see or feel in myself. And guess what? I signed up. And now I know that she asked everyone inside of her group to be a case study. And that really triggers me because I've got stuff going on, stories that I've been telling myself from my past. Of course I do, we all do. I was always the girl at school that was never picked for anything. The story that I try get over, the block that I have is that I'm not special enough. So when this guru comes into your DMs and says, like, basically, I want you to be a case study, it's like, wow, this validation, wow, this must mean something. And I signed up on the back of that. So to find out that she said that to everyone, it was like a kick in the teeth. It really was. And I feel really stupid that I fell for that. I feel ashamed that I fell for that. And that is just not a way that I would ever invite people to work with me. So if anyone ever uses that kind of language or questioning with you, I really hope that they are genuine, that they do want you to be a case study. I really hope they do. I really hope that they see something in you that makes them think, wow, I need her in my group program. And by the way, I paid for that group program. It's like, you're really special. Come and spend X amount of thousands of pounds or dollars to work with me and I'll prove how special you are. If you're ever in a similar situation where someone says that to you, I want you to just have a moment to think, would you still want to sign up to this if you knew they were saying that to everyone? If someone had told me to have that thought, I would not have signed up to that program. And I wish that I hadn't, because I didn't actually learn anything that I hadn't learned already. And I was completely sucked in by that validation that she gave me. Something else that happened in my business that makes me feel annoyed is something that happened quite a while ago now that made me feel crap. And it was like in my head for quite a while. And I hope that this hasn't happened to you, but if it does, know that you're not the only one. Is that I put a reel out there and I'm very, very particular about who I allow to follow me, especially men, because I only work with women, right? So unless I know of the man, if I know of him personally or professionally, then I will allow him to follow me. But on the whole, if you're a man and I don't know who you are, you're getting blocked straight away. And that's how I've dealt with my social media accounts from the get-go. I posted a reel, and as you know, reels can be shown to anyone. And I saw that this guy had posted a comment saying, what the hell is this woman wittering on about? And I was like, oh my God, do you know that feeling that you get of raged mixed with, have I done something wrong? It like literally stopped me in my tracks. This man, he looked about, he had a beard, he was grey haired, he was in his 50s, 60s. Posted under my reel and said, what the hell is she wittering on about? And that really got my goat. And all of a sudden, my inner critic was like, cha-ching, this is something that I can go to town on with Leanne. So I was thinking about this comment so much more than I needed to. And I had to catch myself and be like, Leanne, this guy is clearly a loser to feel like he needs to put a comment under your reel. He's clearly not a coach, so it's not going to mean anything to him anyway. Like, what the hell? I had to like catch myself and talk to my brain and say, babes, you don't need to give this any more airtime than you already are. This is just some loser who is so sad that he gets a kick out of writing unsolicited comments under people's reels and making them feel shit about it. But oh my God, my brain wanted to be going over and over and over his comment again. In cases like these, if you do get a crappy comment, feel free, darling, to just block and delete. Please don't give that comment any more airtime than it needs to get, because that means that they win. People don't have the right to come into your online space and be a dick. They just don't. And you get to block and delete. That's how you use your power. You block and you delete. And you also choose to not dwell on it anymore. Okay? Don't give it any more airtime. The fifth one that I'm going to share with you that made me feel disheartened is that another coach told me to write out over and over and over again, I am a six-figure business owner. I spent hours over a period of weeks writing out in an A4 pad I'm a six-figure business owner. I'm a six-figure business owner. I'm a six-figure business owner. And guess what? Nothing happened. And I kind of want to kick myself now for doing those things and believing that those things would be the magic bullet. Because they weren't the magic bullet. And I feel like I was so naive and to think that that would happen. If you've done these things and they've happened for you, that's amazing. But I would guess that for the majority of people, not everyone's strategy is going to work for everyone else. So please take them with a pinch of salt and ask yourself, like, when you're looking for these strategies, are you just hoping for the quick fix and you're actually putting off the things that you know that you could really do to move the needle forward in your business? And give yourself some grace, darling. Building a business is like a roller coaster. There's ups and there's downs. There's highs and there's lows. And when you're feeling low, maybe instead of trying to find like another freebie or listen to what someone else did, go inward and ask yourself, what do you really need to do? Because you have the answers. I know you do. So I look back at these things that have happened over the past few years and I can laugh about them now. But at the time, they made me feel sad. They made me feel angry. They made me feel upset. And that wasn't the energy that I want to be in to try and build my business. So now I look back and I see that they gave me the chance to build my resilience muscle. And I would love for you to go forward in your business with that. If anything comes up where you feel challenged or you're feeling sad about something or you're feeling disenchanted about the coaching industry or you feel disappointed by something, like, see, this is a chance to build your resilience muscle, because that means that it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that it happened. It's a good thing, because having a pretty decent resilience muscle is going to stand you in good stead for having a business that's sustainable. Another thing that I want you to think about doing when things happen that are challenging is that you can always actively choose thoughts that make you feel better. And this is a practice that you will get better at over time. When shitty things happen, your inner critic will always want you to go down the route of, oh my God, this is devastating. What a catastrophe. Just throw the towel in. This is a sign that you're not meant to do this. No one wants to work with you, blah, blah, blah. Your brain will literally want to take you there straight away. But I want you to actively choose thoughts that will make you feel better. There is so much power in that. You can turn anything around in your business. Anything that happens, you can choose to let it ruin you or let it raise you up. And I really hope that you choose to let it raise you up. So, my darling, in this episode, we've discussed some of the cringy, sad, ick, and devastating things that have happened to me while I've been growing my business. I genuinely hope that none of these things happen to you. But if they have, then, darling, you're not alone. Building any business is like a roller coaster, darling. We're clinging on for dear life. Oh, you've got your hands up and you're screaming. And some of these things that happen can send you on a downer, even if at face value, they aren't a big deal to anyone else. But don't let these things get in the way of you building your rockstar coaching business. Let's do what we need to do to get you back on the up, darling, because your people are waiting for someone just like you to sweep them off your feet. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you have, please rate and review and share with anyone that you think needs to hear this. I love you so much. Mwah. It's been an absolute pleasure having you listen, and thank you so much for tuning in. Come and say hello to me on Instagram at _Leansia_. Head to leansia.com if you want the show notes. And if you are ready to build your rockstar coaching business sooner rather than later, come under my wing, darling. Just drop me a DM and we will rendezvous. Hello, my love. I know that you are ready to have the coaching business that's on your vision board. And I know you don't want to hang around and wait for months or even years to make it happen. So come into Supercharge. It is a mini mind starting mid-June with me. And for 4 weeks, we are going to do everything that we need to do to get your coaching business set up for success. We're talking niche. We're talking messaging. We're talking creating a beautiful brand, and we're talking creating a flagship offer and a lead magnet that is the runway to that offer. Come inside. I can't wait to see you in there. Check out the link that's in the show notes and get signed up, babes. I've got a seat waiting for you right beside me.